8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers. In this hour of radio about radio, go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour today. I'm Tom Rowe, and we're going to hear two works from the artist Neurotransmitter later in the program. But first, we're going to start with a song you've probably heard, but maybe you don't know about the tuning of the radio in it. It's the Beatles' I Am the Walrus. And John Lennon had the idea to hook up an AM radio to the studio and add it into the mix. Towards the end of the song, you can hear drummer Ringo Starr tuning the dial and coming across the BBC production of Shakespeare's The Tragedy of King Lear. You'll hear Act 4, Scene 6, where the steward Oswald is killed, if you listen closely to I Am the Walrus.
Smoke is, don't you think the joker lies to you? I see to every man of dust. Keep your knife upon that position.
Next, we will hear two works from the artist duo Neurotransmitter. That's Angel Nevarez and Valerie Teveri, who were active from the years 2001 to 2008, working with transmission art, sound production, mobile broadcast design, with sound performances that re-articulate radio in multiple environments and contexts. Here is their work from Wavefarm's Tune In Brooklyn from 2004, a program where many artists performed just into radio transmitters. There was no sound in the room, and listeners had to listen to the performances on headphones. This is Neurotransmitter's Radio Film Studies Volume 1 on the Radio Art Hour.
Operation Crossroads at Bikini.
We are speaking to you from the island of Bikini. We think this is a rather auspicious occasion because of the fact that this is probably the first time, and no doubt the last, that a radio station will be broadcasting from Bikini. This island has been read about, been told about, and you've seen pictures of it in the papers, in magazines, and over the radio for the past several months. Now this is an actual broadcast from this location.
Well, tell me, Fitzgerald, how do you feel about being here? Do you like the assignment?
Yes, sir. Not bad at all.
Are you married?
No, sir.
Well, are you going to have any grandchildren to tell about this?
I don't know, sir.
Well, let's hope you do. How old are you?
18, sir.
18. How long you been in the service now?
About 4 months.
Well, boy, you're starting out on a real one. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, folks, it's Dean Autry making another raid on your time with his Radio Riders, broadcasting from Radio Ranch. We're about to bust right into your homes with some real ranch music and singing.
Thank you. What it is this. The Prince of Darkness, Mother, Laura Cole, Bobby, and Swan, and the entire staff of Q Sky Los Angeles are now going on strike!
Reports on the atom bomb test at Bikini, stay tuned to your mutual station. We take you now to New York. This Security Council chamber is packed as it's never been before to listen to...
Hi there.
What it is before. Our soul is destroying the colony. And Mother is destroying the colony. Little Bobby Duncan. Get out of here. And the one brings us to real. Oh, get out of here. And the third people. I guarantee it will continue to turn.
Words, because you can't stand facing what you are and what you've made. Yes, the world is a terrible place. Yes, cancer and garbage disposal will get you. Yes, a war is coming. Yes, the world is shot to hell and you're all garbage. Everything's screwed up and you like it that way, don't you? You're fascinated by the gory detail. You're mesmerized by your own fear. Reveling in blood, car accidents, unstoppable diseases. That's where I come in, isn't it? I'm here to lead you by the hand through the dark forest of your own hatred and anger and humiliation. I'm providing you public service. So stand. Like a little child under the covers, you're afraid of the boogeyman because you can't live without him. You fear your own lives become your entertainment. Next month, millions of people are listening to this show, and you have nothing to talk about. Marvelous technology is at our disposal. Instead of reaching up to new heights, we're trying to see how far down we can go. How deep into the muck we can immerse ourselves. What do you want to talk about, Baseball scores? Your pet? Orgasms? You're pathetic. I despise each and every one of you. You get nothing. Absolutely nothing. No brains, no power, no future, no hope, no God. The only thing you believe in is me. What are you don't have me? I'm not afraid, see? I come in every night, I make my case, I make my point, I say what I believe in. I tell you what you are. I have to. I have no choice. You frighten me. I come in here every night. I tear into you. I abuse you. I insult you. And just keep going back for more. What's wrong with you? Why do you keep calling? I don't want to hear anymore. Stop talking. Go away.
bunch of yellow-bellied, spineless, bigoted, quivering, drunken, insomniatic, paranoid, disgusting, perverted, voyeuristic little obscene phone callers. That's what you are. Well, the hell with you. I don't need your fear and your stupidity. You don't get it. It's wasted on you. Pearls before swine. If one person out there had any idea what I'm talking about,
started this because we wanted to give you what you wanted. And nobody appreciates your support more than I do, but getting your heads broken over a goddamn radio station just isn't worth it. We haven't lost you. I mean, what good's a radio station if nobody listens to it, right? We'll give you what you want. And if we can't do it here, we'll do it someplace else. Someplace else. Someplace else. Someplace else.
It has been said that any reasonably industrialized nation can produce the atom bomb in a few years. I know that you would not want your homes protected by a military machine obsolete and inadequate to meet the dangers of any form of attack.
Well, we got them! We got commercials! We got automobile commercials, bank commercials, stereo commercials, and best of all, army commercials! Here you go, bomb the wind!
Certainly grand to see some femininity out here, because, as you said, 42,000 men and 22 women, the competition is quite great, and one dog I see standing right here.
No, people are rebroadcasting this thing over state lines. I think it's time to bring in the feds. This is FCC jurisdiction.
Look, FCC, you know what that means?
Yeah. Means Federal Communications Commission. They can drive around and triangulate wherever the hell a radio signal is coming from. Yes, I know exactly what it means.
Hope nobody saw you come up here. I don't want my secret laboratory discovered.
I sneaked away. So you're the one that took that caliber cathode cyclometer tube that the radio engineer was looking for.
This is scientifically important to me. Look here, sis. This shows you exactly how to make a direction finder. And I just made one.
What's a direction finder?
Well, when you hear something on the radio, this will tell you exactly what direction it's coming from. Look, I'll show you. That is, I'll show you if I made this thing right. See? It's pointing 2 degrees west of north. That means the music's coming from San Francisco. There's those funny signals again.
Frankie, look! The direction finder's standing on its head!
Congressman Izak, what was your first general impression of the explosion of the atomic bomb a few moments ago?
It was one of keen disappointment, I'll say. It looked to me as if the Navy Department was afraid members of Congress would get too close and that they do not consider us expendable.
It struck me as the most awe-inspiring and magnificent man-made spectacle I have ever seen in my life.
It put me pretty much in mind of the setting sun.
It seemed like a huge, giant firecracker.
We at the FCC feel that democracy is all about protecting the rights of the ordinary citizen. Unregulated radio would result in programming of the lowest common denominator, the rule of the mob. This is vandalism, not free expression.
Of the United Nations Atomic Energy Commission and my fellow citizens of the world, we are here to make a choice between the quick and the dead. That is our business. Behind the black portent of the new atomic age lies a hope which, seized upon with faith, can work our salvation. If we fail, then we have damned every man to be the slave of fear.
You know, personally, I'd hope that we'd get to hear him a little bit before they nab him. It'd be interesting to see how hard he is then.
I want you to know that this station is as much yours as it is ours. Ah! Oh, yeah!
Say a million times if you want to.
Ah! Oh, yeah!
Say a million times if you want to. Say a million times if you want to.
All right, you in the building. We have just received a court injunction ordering you to vacate the premises.
Okay. This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen. We're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, but that's the point. Surviving it is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me, the ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees and the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. Same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
That's where I come in, isn't it? I'm here to lead you by the hand through the dark forest of your own hatred and anger and humiliation. I'm providing a public service.
Nevertheless, we're going to give you some real rights music and singing.
Respect that you can command that creates this kind of loyalty.
You can keep the station just as you want it.
Everyone listen up. It's not over yet. It's just the beginning. But it's up to you. I'm calling for every kid to seize the air. Steal it. It belongs to you. Speak out. They can't stop you. Find your voice and use it. Keep this thing going. Pick a name. Go on the air. It's your life. Take charge of it. Do it. Try it. Try anything. Spill your guts out. Say and a million times if you want to. But you decide. Just fill the air. Steal it. Keep the air alive.
NBC interrupts its regular program schedule to bring you a history-making broadcast, the actual dropping of the bomb at Bikini. In a matter of minutes now, an Army super fortress will drop that bomb on target ships in Bikini Lagoon. There are those who predict it may be the last such test if nations now can agree to outlaw the bomb. The United Nations Atomic Energy Commission now is analyzing that problem, and the world waits to see whether there can be a compromise between our own plan for controlling atomic energy and that of Soviet Russia. Operation Crossroads at Bikini.
We are speaking to you from the island of Bikini. We think this is a rather auspicious occasion because of the fact that this is probably the first time, and no doubt the last, that a radio station will be broadcasting from Bikini. This island has been read about, been told about, and you've seen pictures of it in the papers, in magazines, and over the radio for the past several months. Now, this is an actual broadcast from this location.
Well, tell me, Fitzgerald, how do you feel about being here? Do you like the assignment?
Yes, sir. Not bad at all.
Are you married?
No, sir.
Are you going to have any grandchildren to tell about this?
I don't know, sir.
Well, let's hope you do. How old are you?
18, sir.
18. How long you been in the service now?
About 4 months.
Well, boy, you're starting out on a real one. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, folks, it's Dean Autry making another raid on your time with his Radio Riders, broadcasting from Radio Ranch. We're about to bust right into your homes with some real ranch music and singing.
What it is this. The Prince of Darkness, Mother, Laura Cole, Bobby, and Swan, and the entire staff of Q Sky Los Angeles are now going on strike!
Strike!
accurate reports on the atom bomb test at Bikini, stay tuned to your mutual station. We take you now to New York. This Security Council chamber is packed as it's never been before to listen to...
Hi there.
What it is before? Marco is destroying the country and troubling his father. And little Bobby Duggan. Get out of here! And so on, bring him to Korea.
Because you can't stand facing what you are and what you've made. Yes, the world is a terrible place. Yes, canceling garbage is going to forget you. Yes, the war is coming. Yes, the world is shut to hell and you're on garbage. Everything's screwed up and you like it that way, don't you? You're fascinated by the gory detail. You're mesmerized by your own fear. Reveling. Car accidents, unstoppable diseases. That's where I come in, isn't it? I'm here to lead you by the hand through the dark forest of your own hatred and anger and humiliation. I'm providing you by the service. Like a little child under the covers, you're afraid of the boogeyman that you can't live without him. Your fear, your own lies become your entertainment. Next month, millions of people will be listening to this show, and you have nothing to talk about! Marvelous technology is at our disposal. Instead of reaching up to new heights, we're trying to see how far down we can go. How deep into the muck we can immerse ourselves. What do you want to talk about, Baseball scores? Your pet? Orgasms? You're pathetic. I despise each and every one of you. You've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. No brains. No power. No future, no hope, no God. The only thing you believe in is me. What are you don't have me? I'm not afraid, see? I come in every night, I make my case, I make my point, I say what I believe in. I tell you what you are. I have to, I have no choice. You frighten me. I come in here every night, I tear into you, I abuse you, I insult you, and just keep going back for more. What's wrong with you? Why do you keep calling? I don't want to hear anymore. Stop talking! Go away! Go away. Bunch of yellow-bellied, spineless, bigoted, quivering, drunken, insomniatic, paranoid, disgusting, perverted, voyeuristic little obscene phone callers. That's what you are. Well, to hell with you. I don't need your fear and your stupidity. You don't get it. It's wasted on you. Pearls before swine. If one person out there
had any idea what I'm talking about.
We started this because we wanted to give you what you wanted. And nobody appreciates your support more than I do, but getting your heads broken over a goddamn radio station just isn't worth it. We haven't lost you. I mean, what good's a radio station if nobody listens to it, right? We'll give you what you want. And if we can't do it here, we'll do it someplace else. Someplace else. Someplace else. Someplace else.
It has been said that any reasonably industrialized nation can produce the atom bomb in a few years. I know that you would not want your homes protected by a military machine obsolete and inadequate to meet the dangers of any form of attack.
Well, we got them! We got commercials! We got automobile commercials, bank commercials, stereo commercials, and best of all, army commercials! Here you go, bomb the world!
Certainly grand to see some femininity out here, because, as you said, 42,000 men and 22 women, the competition is quite great, and one dog I see standing right here.
No, people are rebroadcasting this thing over state lines. I think it's time to bring in the feds. This is FCC jurisdiction.
Look, FCC, you know what that means?
Yeah. Means Federal Communications Commission. They can drive around and triangulate wherever the hell a radio signal is coming from. Yes, I know exactly what it means.
Hope nobody saw you come up here. I don't want my secret laboratory discovered.
I sneaked away. So you're the one that took that caliber capsule cyclometer tube that the radio engineer was looking for.
This is scientifically important to me. Look here, sis. This shows you exactly how to make a direction finder. And I just made one.
What's a direction finder?
Well, when you hear something on the radio, this will tell you exactly what direction it's coming from. Look, I'll show you. That is, I'll show you if I made this thing right. See? It's pointing 2 degrees west of north. That means the music's coming from San Francisco. There's those funny signals again.
Frankie, look! The direction finder is standing on its head!
Congressman Ezak, what was your first general impression of the explosion of the atomic bomb a few moments ago?
It was one of keen disappointment, I'll say. It looked to me as if the Navy Department was afraid members of Congress would get too close and that they do not consider us expendable.
It struck me as the most awe-inspiring and magnificent man-made spectacle I have ever seen in my life.
It put me pretty much in mind of the setting sun.
It seemed like a huge, giant firecracker.
We at the FCC feel that democracy is all about protecting the rights of the ordinary citizen. Unregulated radio would result in programming of the lowest common denominator, the rule of the mob. This is vandalism, not free expression.
Of the United Nations Atomic Energy Commission and my fellow citizens of the world, we are here to make a choice between the quick and the dead. That is our business. Behind the black portent of the new atomic age lies a hope which, seized upon with faith, can work our salvation. If we fail, then we have damned every man to be the slave of fear.
You know, personally, I'd hope that we'd get to hear him a little bit before they nab him. It'd be interesting to see how hard he is then.
Hey, I want you to know that this station is as much yours as it is ours.
Say a million times if you want to. Say a million times if you want to. Say a million times if you want to.
All right, human building. We have just received a court injunction ordering you to vacate the premises.
Okay, this is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, but that's the point. Surviving it is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me. The ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself, are crying out for it. I mean, you can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
That's where I come in, isn't it? I'm here to lead you by the hand through the dark forest of your own hatred and anger and humiliation. I'm providing a public service.
Nevertheless, we're going to give you some real rights music and singing.
You can command that creates this kind of loyalty. You can keep the station just as you want it.
Everyone listen up. It's not over yet. It's just the beginning. But it's up to you. I'm calling for every kid to seize the air. Steal it. It belongs to you. Speak out. They can't stop you. Find your voice and use it. Keep this thing going. Pick a name. Go on the air. It's your life. Take charge of it. Do it. Try it. Try anything. Spill your guts out. Say it's time if you want to. But- what you decide. Just fill the air. Steal it. Keep the air alive.
We're listening to two works from Neurotransmitter today on the Radio Art Hour. We just heard Radio Film Studies Volume 1, and now we're going to hear 12 Miles Out, 2005 project, with the exhibition Airborne at the New Museum for Contemporary Art in New York City that was co-organized by Wavefarm, then known as Free 103.9. The piece has been used as an installation in other places and not just solely a radio broadcast. Here is Neurotransmitter's description of the piece. Quote, 12 Miles Out is a visual and sound installation that merges analog radio technology and line drawing. This work continues Neurotransmitter's exploration of offshore pirate radio practice prevalent in Europe in the 1960s and 1970s and in the U.S. a decade later. Pirate radio is a tactic that undermines corporate media domination and occupies the privatized space of radio bandwidth for non-commercial interests. 12 Miles Out specifically references Radio Caroline, one of the most infamous offshore radio ships. Installed, the drawing represents a Radio Caroline ship circa 1964, setting the scene for the radio broadcast. The audio composition mixes live and ambient sound recordings of an ocean voyage Neurotransmitter took out into international waters, archival material from Radio Caroline broadcast, and audio that references offshore pirate radio and the shifts in territorial boundaries that govern the sea. Multiple radios within the exhibition space are tuned to the project's transmission frequency, or viewers can bring their own radios in order to listen to the work. Unquote. Here is 12 Miles Out from Neurotransmitter on the Radio Art Hour.
This is Wavefarm Radio Art Fellow Karen Werner. And you're about to hear a piece called 12 Miles Out, created by the New York-based project Neurotransmitter. Neurotransmitter was a project of Angel Navadas and Valerie Tavera that was active between 2001 and 2008. Neurotransmitter created 12 Miles Out in 2005 and it exhibited it for many years as an installation. Here's the 5.5-minute loop that is part of Neurotransmitter's 12 Miles Out.
Rhodesia, ministers have issued strong warnings to would-be terrorists. In New Zealand, the British rugby team has been beaten by 19-6. And in London, the General Secretary of the TUC, Mr. George Woodcock, is in hospital with a slight heart attack.
Right you are. Well, if you're having tea now, it's 5:12, or if you're going to eat at 6 o'clock, then you've got, 48 minutes to go before tea time.
I don't know what the weather's like where you are. It's calmed down a bit from what it was last night, but we still have a bit of a swell going for us at the moment. I've just been up on deck. You know, I thought it might be good policy to get us over there before I came on the air. And the sea is very calm indeed, you know, and yet the boat is rocking a bit. This is one of these peculiar things about being at sea. You know, you get a, what's called a side swell. It means the waves come at the side of the boat. And the boat can be rocking like anything, but the weather be quite nice. It isn't sunny yet. There's a sea fog. The skipper is going to move our boat just a little bit more inland and see if we can get a better result. So if you hear the engines running during the morning, that's what it is.
Australia, Sir Francis Chichester has run into rough conditions in the Tasman Sea. Several hundred miles north of his position, there is a fierce cyclone that is causing strong winds and making the sea rough. China, following an incident at the Chinese embassy in Belgrade in which a window was smashed, Chinese members of the staff at the Yugoslav embassy in Peking have gone on strike in protest of the incident. America, it's been announced that since the 1950s, America's arms sales to foreign countries have increased by 600%. Last year's sales had a value of over £700 billion. As a result of the American sales, Britain can't even sell enough arms to Germany to offset the cost of the Rhine Army. Russia, as a result of the present anti-Russian attitude taken by the Chinese, the Russians have complained over the recent rioting outside their embassy in Peking. They've also protested over the treatment of their embassy staff. London. Last night, a man was shot outside a public house in the St. Pancras area. The incident occurred after a political argument in the pub between communists and fascists. The man was taken to hospital where he was operated on. His condition is said to be satisfactory.
Radio Caroline North, national and international, now leaves the air to resume broadcasting at 5:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. We broadcast from studios on board the good ship MV Caroline, which is laying at anchor in international waters, 3.5 miles off the Bay of Ramsey in the wonderful Isle of Man. Radio Caroline broadcasts on a frequency of 1169 kilocycles. 259 meters in the medium wave band.
You just heard 12 Miles Out by Neurotransmitter. To learn more about Neurotransmitter and many other radio artists, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Nine.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
God, zero, zero, six, eight, zero, and got six, zero, got zero.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.